to Dallas Discusses. I'm your host, Dallas, and it's nice to see you guys again. I know you're probably thinking, wow, Dallas, you have been gone for centuries. And in this episode, I am going to talk a little bit about why I was gone. I'm also going to talk about anime, of course. So I'll see you after the ad break. For sticking around. So I am sure you're all wondering where I've been. And if you are new here, then this episode might not be the best to listen to. You might want to go back to like my introduction or something and then listen to some that I make next week or in the following days, whatever. So a big thing of where I went was in real life school. It was so much harder to keep up with the work than at home. Started doing theater again, and then in the summer I was traveling, so it was all stressors. Not that traveling's not great, I love traveling, but you know what I mean. So my mental health was also very rapidly deteriorating, which I don't want to get into too much because I don't want to bore you, and I don't really think that my podcast is a great place to talk about it, of course, but my interests were really low for everything, for reading, writing, anime, podcasting, theater, dancing. Those are like my favorite things in the world, and I couldn't get it back into them, and it was such a shame for me that I just want to quit everything and lay in bed, and that's obviously not constructive at all, and I didn't actually want to do that, but here I was. So I kept playing Genshin through this, and then I ended up deleting Genshin because I lost interest in that too. That was like my last thing, but I think I'm back now. When I was traveling in August, I went on a 2-week-long road trip. I was at a hotel. It was actually like a little motel, but no, same kind of thing. And I really felt like I wanted to get back into anime. So I decided to watch Erased, which is not a good first anime for anybody, but it's a good one to get back into anime, in my opinion. Because it felt like, excuse me, it felt like some sort of crime drama. It was so neat. Erased is really up there on my favorite shorter animes. So I'm glad that I watched that so that I could get back into it. And I know it sounds like I'm crying. I promise I'm not. I gets really dry in my house because we have a fireplace, so my throat is dry this morning. But anyway, I got back into that. I started journaling again in September, which, I mean, it made all the difference for me. And I do want to start my anime journal again, because I always appreciated that. But a big thing was this, my podcast. This was always something that I took so much pride in, and I loved it when people would listen to it. I loved when people would, you know, tell me that they were enjoying my voice. It felt good, obviously. And when I stopped, I felt like such a failure, which is why I came back, because I don't want to be the kind of person that gives up on something I love because I had to take a break from it. So I just want to mention the importance of taking breaks when you have to. Hiatuses, mental health breaks are all something that everyone deserves. I think that it's actually detrimental to anybody's well-being. I know personally, if I didn't take that break and I kept podcasting when I didn't feel up to it, I would have ended up hating it, which is kind of what happened to me with dance. I used to love dancing. I would dance for like 12 hours a week. I thought it was the best thing in the world. And I pushed myself so far even when I didn't want to. And then I broke my foot and I continued to dance with a broken foot because I felt like I couldn't let go. Even though it was in the middle of a dance when I broke my foot, which is why I said I kept dancing. I kept going on with it. Which is like such a random like afterthought now. Like, why would I do that? If I would have just stopped then, so much would have been better. So that analogy, I think I have taken with my life and maybe even applied to podcasting with the idea that since I stopped then, I'll love it so much more now. So I do want to talk about a little bit the stigma around taking breaks for mental health. I know that anytime I ask my parents for a mental health day at school, they're like, that's stupid. I'm lucky enough to get physically sick anytime I am not feeling well, like mentally. So I stay home anyway, but I know how hard it can be. But just take it one step at a time. Try and explain to people why you might need this break. And I've found that people can be more understanding than you think they're going to be. Obviously, this can't go for everyone. This can't go for every situation. You can't take a mental health break from everything. But when you can, I think that it definitely is helpful. So, yeah. That's just my little PSA. Make sure everybody's doing well. Yeah. So, anyway, let's talk about anime. It's been a while. I'm currently watching Cheer Boys. Only two episodes in, but I think it's pretty fire. I like it quite a bit. I watched K-On! And Erased and love them both. So those are really the only ones I've been watching lately. And I finished Erased and K-On! But I have been rewatching Seiki K, and I'm going to watch Yuri on Ice. I misspoke there, but this is like a fact nobody knows about me, but I absolutely adore figure skating. I think it's such a beautiful sport. It's super similar to dance, but like it looks 10 times harder than me. So Yuri on Ice has always been one of my favorite animes ever because I love skating so much. So I'm probably gonna rewatch that, especially with the Winter Olympics coming up. So yeah, that's kind of where I've been for anime purposes. I am going to go onto my app really quick that tells me my watch list or want to watch list or whatever you would call that, because I'm gonna see what I'm gonna be watching next. Alright, so I have Cheer Boys on here right now. Say Fruits Basket. The fact that I haven't watched Fruits Basket yet and every other single person on this earth has, so embarrassing for me. I just never got around to it because I would always prioritize another anime in front of it. Like the one time that I was gonna watch it, I then got a recommendation for Maid-sama and I was like, well, I guess I'll watch Maid-sama, and I got obsessed with it. So I'm just looking here. I have a whole bunch of stuff. Honestly, I should post this somewhere because there's so many great animes that I want to watch here, and if there's any like terrible ones that have like really bad things in there, I'd like to know. Because I get these from a website called Anime Generator. Well, that's what I search up. I don't know if that's what it's called, but I love that. You can put in, so say like, I love, gosh, I can't think of a good anime like to use this as an example. Say I love Jujutsu Kaisen, which I don't love that. Why did I pick that? I could have picked a real anime that I love. I mean, I like Jujutsu Kaisen, don't get me wrong, but so you take that, put it into the generator thing, and it brings up so many titles that are similar to that in different aspects. So it'll be like other action animes, other animes with supernatural, like whatever. It's a really good website. I know there's stuff like that for everything. Like, I know there's one called Music, Noosic, for music, which I use all the time to get more, like, music recommendations and stuff like that. And then, There's also one for video games. I use that. So, speaking of video games, I know that's not what this podcast initially entailed, because I did not play video games other than Genshin Impact until this year. On my 17th birthday, I got a Nintendo Switch, Animal Crossing Edition. and this was last year. And I started playing Animal Crossing, Doki Doki Literature Club, which I had already watched playthroughs of, but I appreciate it nonetheless. Dead by Daylight, stuff like that. So I don't know if I'm going to talk a lot about that on this podcast, but if there is a chance for me to, I probably will, because I've been obsessed with Dead by Daylight recently. It's my favorite game. I love it so much. I was equally obsessed with Doki Doki Literature Club like a month and a half ago, because let me tell you, that game is so much fun. I have every ending, and I played most of the other, like the extra stuff that came with Doki Doki Literature Club Plus, but not all of it, so still have some stuff to play there. But yeah, I have also been really into Gilmore Girls right now, which is not anime, just a regular TV show, but figured mention it. I feel like I'm gonna sneeze, but I didn't, so it's okay. Sorry that I just made that weird noise. That was my pre-sneezing noise. That was so weird. Why didn't I went, that was so weird. Okay. So speaking of podcasts, I don't know if any of you have ever listened to Welcome to Night Vale. Considering you're listening to a podcast right now, I'm gonna say you probably have, or at least have heard of it. I want to listen to that again so badly. When I first listened to it, I was in sixth grade. Red flag right there. No, not red flag. It's fine to be cringy in sixth grade. You're allowed. But I loved it, but I never finished it because I was in sixth grade, and I feel like it might have gone over my head a little bit. So I think I might re-listen to it, because there's honestly no... It'll be so much easier to listen to it now. Because before, when I was in sixth grade, I had no alone time because I was a child, and I just think it'll be easier now. So I don't know, just figured I'd update you guys on my interests. I think that I want to do a Psyche K episode next. I don't know when next is going to be. It might be this week, it might be next week. I haven't figured out a schedule yet, but I really want to do like the roundabout way that Psyche cares for his friends, because I think that it's just such an interesting moral and concept that the show illustrates, that I would just absolutely love to show that. So I do think I'm gonna ask some of the guests that have been on here before to come back on, because I have also fell out of touch with a lot of my online friends, which is such a shame, but I haven't been on social media a lot, which is not a shame. So I'm sure you guys remember Chloe and Cameron, so I might invite them back on. I feel like that's kind of all I have for today. Yeah, I know this is kind of a shorter episode, but obviously it's just kind of like a, you know, welcome back kind of thing. I promise next week will be so much better. And from here on out, I hope that things can get so much better. So, thank you guys for sticking around till the end. I will see you next week.